Well, first of all, Richard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Okay, we're sitting in the new Dodge Dart, and I just found out something. This is competing in the compact car segment, but it is officially what size car?
It is a mid-size car classified by the EPA. So when they take a look at overall passenger interior volume, you know, your headroom, hip room, rear seat leg room, it's classified as a mid-size car.
That's impressive. So you're getting mid-size dimensions for a compact price.
Absolutely. You're getting, yeah, mid-size, more rear seat legroom than a lot of mid-size cars, as well as pricing and fuel economy right in the heart of the market for the compact car market.
Now, you haven't had, I guess, since the old Neon and the SX 2.0 or whatever it was called, that's been gone for how many years?
Yeah, it's been a few years since we've been competing in the largest part of the compact car market. So if you look at compact cars, they're about 25% of the Canadian industry, but about 85% of that market is sedans, and we didn't have an entry. So this is a huge step for us to be competitive in this segment, but also from what it represents, bringing style and fun to drive and passion back to the compact car market.
Okay, I remember the Dart, right?
Yes.
I kind of questioned you last night when I arrived. I said, you know, why the name the Dodge Dart? I mean, for young people that might be buying this car, they have no idea what a
Correct.
Dodge Dart is. But there's a lot of people my age and older who think, you know, was that a wise choice to bring back that name?
Yeah, you know, the Dart's got a really strong storied history to it. So it was out in 1960 through 1976, was one of the best-selling compact cars in its time, sold over 3.6 million Dodge Darts. And it was really known for some of its customization, for youthful expression, for innovation as well as one of our first unibody vehicles, so and reliability. And we're bringing that back. This is almost the modern reincarnation, if you will, of the original Dodge Dart. And it's also a name that instills a lot of passion. This is not some alphanumeric name. This is a name that brings back some pride.
Well, it certainly is recognizable
Yes.
and easy to remember. Okay, so it's got nothing to do with those older cars. Tell us what this is built off of.
So this, the all-new Dart is built off the Alfa Romeo Giulietta platform, so which is a vehicle that is just renowned for its driving dynamics. We've taken that, we've lengthened it, we've widened it to really give it that midsize interior levels of roominess, and then, of course, given it a whole new design that really speaks to the Dodge design language.
So people might know that the Chrysler Group is owned by Fiat. Now, Fiat owns Alfa Romeo.
Yes, that's correct. So we're really, this is expressing the best partnership. And this is the first Chrysler Group vehicle that is going to be built off of Fiat architecture, in this case, the Alfa Romeo Giulietta. So, and we're also utilizing some of their powertrains as well. So really highlights the synergies of this partnership.
Okay, so one thing I when we're talking to the engineers here today, is that you have independent rear suspension.
Yes.
And four-wheel disc brakes all around, even on your base model.
Absolutely. You know, which is class exclusive to have the four-wheel disc brakes standard, even on your entry-level model. So we're delivering all the safety features, electronic stability control, unsurpassed 10 standard airbags, 60 safety and security features, which is best in class. We're bringing that to every single one of our vehicles.
So you turn this around quite quickly. I mean, the marriage with Fiat and Chrysler hasn't been that long. And so your team's been working flat out on this. And what were the main objectives? What did you want to achieve with the Dodge Dart?
Yeah, I mean, we started, I mean, it's unbelievable. To bring this car to market was about 18 months. So which is really fast in the automotive world. But our objectives really were to shatter the paradigms, if you will, of the compact car market. Traditionally, it's associated with relatively bland, relatively boring vehicles, not a vehicle that a person gets passionate about. Instead, what we wanted to do is make it fun to drive, certainly make it fuel efficient, 4.7 liters per 100 kilometers or 60 imperial miles per gallon. So certainly delivers there, and the fun to drive aspect of it, give it a design that sets it apart, and a person is proud. Proud to park it in front of their house and say, that's my ride, and looks forward to getting behind the wheel. So, and of course, world class in terms of quality.
Now, one of the things that also separates this car, you've got independent suspension, you've got four-wheel disc brakes, and you've got options when it comes to engines. Typically, in the compact segment, you have one engine. Some makers offer two. You've got three.
Yes.
Walk us through them and how they're different.
Yeah, so it's the most diverse powertrain lineup in the class. It starts with a 2.0 Tiger Shark four-cylinder.
What is Tiger Shark? Is that just something you marketing guys dreamt up? What does Tiger Shark mean?
It's one of the code names. Every single one of our engines earns a code name, if you will, from our engineer. So
Pentastar is one people know.
Correct. So Pentastar is one of them. This one was almost that that underground name that they were using to differentiate it from some of our old world gas engines. This one was an all-new engine, so they codenamed it Tiger Shark, and it was just a name that stuck, so we're using that now in all of our marketing materials as well.
So the 2-liter engine is your base engine?
Yes. So 2-liter, 160 horsepower, 148 pound-feet of torque, most powerful entry-level engine in the class. And you can get that with a 6-speed manual or a 6-speed automatic. From there, though, you can step up, which, as you said, most of our competition don't offer an upgraded engine. We deliver that. So you can get a 1.4-liter multi-air intercooled turbo, 160 horsepower, 184 pound-feet of torque.
Now, tell us, that engine's also used in another product. Tell us.
Yeah, so it's utilized in the Fiat 500 Abarth as well. So fantastic powertrain, very flat torque curve. You get your maximum torque, 184 from 2,500 through 4,000 RPM. So it is a hoot to drive. It really puts a smile on your face. And you can get that with a 6-speed manual or 6-speed dual dry clutch.
Don't go on there because the dual clutch is stuff you see in Audis and, Volkswagen has had it for a long time. But that really delivers the crispest shifts and performance-oriented. So that's something we've never seen in a Dodge product before.
No, this is the first application of that. And again, that's expressing the partnership with Fiat, where we're taking that, powertrain technology and bringing it into one of our vehicles.
And then you step up to another Tiger Shark engine.
Yes. So now if you go into the RT, you get the exclusive 2.4-liter Tiger Shark, 184 horsepower. And again, you can get that with a 6-speed manual or 6-speed automatic. So a lot of choices ranging from 160 to 184 horsepower and up to 60 imperial miles per gallon or 4.7 liters per 100 kilometers.
Now the meat, I've sat through endless PowerPoint presentations at these launches. You guys do a good job, but we sat through a lot of them over the years. I've come to know that the meat of the Canadian market is in that $18,000-$19,000 price range for a compact car. What can I go into a Dodge store, looking at the Dart, I got 18, 19 grand to spend. What can I get?
Well, we actually give you a couple of choices. We start at $15,995, so phenomenal value. And as you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of equipment on that base car. So you get power windows, power door locks, remote keyless entry, unsurpassed 10 airbags, all in our entry-level vehicle. But as you said, the heart of the market is in and around that $18,000, $19,000. We give you two different choices. An S6T starts at $17,995. You get 17-inch wheels, air conditioning, remote keyless, 60-40 split folding, great design, very well equipped. But for just a little bit more at $19,495, you can get a rally package that is almost like a customized vehicle straight from the factory. You get the dark tinted headlamps, projector fog lamps on it, LED tail lamps, integrated dual exhaust, stripes in the seats, multiple colors that you can choose from on that vehicle, four different interior themes. So a lot of equipment on that vehicle in the heart of the market.
Now, one of the things that's really unique about this vehicle is the big screens. Now, we're seeing more computer interface screens in cars. So this one is one of the largest and a lot of technology going on in here.
Yeah, it was really important for us. We did a lot of research and spoke to millennials, and that's certainly one of the target customers we want to go after. And some of the most important aspects for them was the customization, but also the technology. So it was important for us to go about delivering class-leading technology. So the 8.4-inch touchscreen, largest in its class. 7-inch TFT, reconfigurable display.
What's a TFT?
Thin film transistor. It's right in the instrument panel. You've got a couple of analog gauges off to the side that show your fuel as well as your tachometer, but right in the middle, very easy, straight in the eyes of the driver. You can reconfigure it to show your speedometer, turn-by-turn navigation, an eco mode that'll have pedals on there to show you how you're doing in terms of fuel efficiency. So again, it's about customizing it and making it personal for the owner.
Yeah, so for anybody that hasn't seen one of these, where your speedo and tach would be is a screen.
Yes.
And you can put different information in there. So that's available on what trim?
So you get that standard on our Limited as well as standard on the RT. And the 8.4-inch touchscreen you can get right down to the S6T, which starts at $17,995. So that was the other thing we wanted to do when we brought this to market is, number one, bring features and benefits traditionally not found in a compact car, but at the same time, bring it down to a price level that people can afford and make them standalone options. So no longer, if you want an 8.4-inch touchscreen or the Garmin navigation, do you have to spend $2,500 or $3,000 as part of some very large package. We're making it affordable.
Now, In the Canadian marketplace, we have a lot of people shopping for compact cars. What's this going to do for your business? And who do you think are going to cross-shop with this car?
Well, I think this is huge for the business. As you mentioned, it's the single largest retail segment in the Canadian industry, and it's a segment that we're not competitive in right now. So this is nothing but incremental customers to Chrysler Canada. So I think it's going to do a very strong job there. As I mentioned, with midsize interior roominess, you can really effectively pull from two segments, both compact car and midsize car. And when we go after the customer base, because we offer five different models you know, 14 different interior color trim combinations. There's three different engines, three different transmissions, 12 exterior colors. There's so many ways to customize and personalize that I think we can go after the millennials, which represent about 23% of the compact car market, but also boomers, empty nesters. They're going to get in this vehicle, and I think we'll see people who traditionally maybe shop for a midsize car get into a Dodge Dart. They get the roominess they're looking for. They get the soft touch premium materials they're certainly not expecting in a compact car, but they're going to get a great price, great fuel efficiency.
And, you know, you've obviously got Dodge people that own your minivans and they might come back into the store. You can tell me this because you're right at the top level of this business. Are you starting to see at the Dodge dealerships people coming from import brands? Because that typically was taboo. A guy looks at a Honda, looks at a Mazda, looks at a Toyota, wouldn't consider a Dodge. Are you getting any of those folks crossing the street and coming into your stores now?
We're starting to see it more and more, and I think it all starts with great product. And so over the past couple of years, we've launched 20 new or significantly redesigned vehicles, and that's driving new customers into the marketplace. Also, we've got 28 consecutive months of year-over-year sales growth, and again, that's driving people in. You know, what is driving the success gets into the dealership and they get check it out, whether it's the new Grand Caravan, Dodge Journey, which do exceptionally well, the Ram truck, of course, which is number two.
Grand Cherokee, I think, was one that really brought people away from import brands, right?
Yeah, it was remarkable what we saw there. I mean, people were trading in some very high-end vehicles to purchase a new Grand Cherokee. And right now, when we do some of our hand raisers on the Dodge Dart, we're seeing a lot of import intenders or people who currently own an import are raising their hands saying, give me more information about the new Dodge Dart. So I think that sets the tone that this is a vehicle that they want to get into and want to learn more about.
You know what? I think you and I were talking when we met at the New York Auto Show. And we said, you know, 2 years ago in the dark, dark days in Detroit, who would have thought that it was Chrysler that has charged out of the gate so quickly? Because in Canada, you many months are number one, and you never would have thought that 2 years ago.
No, it's been a remarkable turnaround, and we're really grateful for that. It was a dark time, and you know, Mr. Marchione came in with a partnership with Fiat, and as you said, the Jeep Grand Cherokee really set the stage for all of the other vehicles that came after that, the 16 all newer redesigned vehicles within a very short time span that said, you know, we're going to deliver great exterior design, all new premium interiors, more power, more fuel efficiency, and greater value to the Canadian customers. And I think with the new Dodge Dart, we're taking that to an entirely new level, where we're bringing those features, the benefits, just completely unexpected for the compact car class.
You know what I think a big part of it is the Canadians that are taking over there in Chrysler, right? So Reed Bigland's been on the show many times. You know, I know he says his mom listens. She lives on Vancouver Island, I believe, right?
Yes. Yes,
and,
she does.
And you're a Canadian kid. Now you're tell us what your job is.
So director of Dodge in the U.S., and my mom listens, by the way, as well.
Okay.
She lives in Alberta, so
hey, Mom.
I had to give a shout out.
So you've got Reed and Richard Cox, the Canadian guys running Dodge, and you guys have lit it up south of the border.
Yeah, we're extremely pleased with the success we're having in the U.S. marketplace where, you know, retail sales are up 40% this year in an industry that's up 11%.
Is there a Canadian sort of mindset that you injected in there? Because I think you did take some of the success from Canada.
Well, we're certainly grateful with it. And, you know, we've got a fantastic dealer body, fantastic team in the U.S. that we get to work with every day. And, you know, hats off to our designers and our engineers. And it really does start with the product. And I think we're seeing that success now with vehicles like Grand Caravan in the U.S., like Dodge Journey. I mean, Dodge Journey has set an all-time, anytime record in the month of March, along with Challenger and Grand Caravan sales are actually, the entire Dodge lineup is up double or triple digit in the U.S. So it's success we're seeing across the board. We're really grateful for that.
Richard, thanks for all your time. Best of luck with your new Dodge Dart.
Thank you very much.